This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I heartily recommend it. Coming out of Minnesota, Minnesota State Representative Kim Norton, Democrat from Rochester. She wants to do some sweeping changes to include nearly 1 month potential waiting period, universal background checks on transfers, proof of training, and mandatory gun lock use. This was pre-filed for the upcoming legislative session and announced last week by her office. She said that without safeguards like the ones under this bill, it is only a matter of time before the next accident, injury, or death caused by a gun in the wrong hands, and it is simply unacceptable to do nothing. And that is, that pretty much sums up their argument. We have to do something. She continued, while President Obama's executive order was a good step forward, states like Minnesota need to take action to address preventable tragedies. Now, here's a couple, let's look at this. Let's look at her bill, 2415. It's coming out of Minnesota. I worry about Minnesota because that's where GCN is. Chief among the proposed amendments would be that anyone receiving a firearm in the state first show proof of training completed within the past 5 years with no exceptions listed. Those who acquire a firearm without training would be guilty of a misdemeanor, while providing a fake training document would be a felony. As part of this requirement, her bill would expand hunter safety courses in the state, directing them to add instruction in legal aspects of firearm ownership and use, despite the fact that the course is currently set up for youths aged 11 years and up. In Minnesota, state law currently requires a free permit to purchase a handgun that has to be issued or denied within 7 days. Under Norton's plan, this period would stretch out to 28 days, effectively putting up a month-long waiting period on buyers. To control private gun transfers, the sales of pistols and semi-automatic military-style assault weapons would have to take place only through a federally licensed firearms dealer after a background check was completed. The dealer would be allowed to charge a $25 fee in exchange for the service, but should a check reveal something that would prevent the sale, the FFL would be obligated to inform law enforcement of the attempt to transfer. In addition, transfers on death, loans between firearms collectors at an exhibition, temporary loans of less than 1 day, and transfers of antique firearms currently under state law, allowed under state law, would have to go through a dealer as outlined in her proposal. She says that both an overwhelming majority of Minnesotans of both political parties and even a large majority of gun owners support universal background checks. It's incomprehensible to me what amounts to be the minor inconvenience of requiring a background check for every gun sale or transfer is so objectionable in the wake of what's happened. Finally, gun owners would be required to safely store their firearms when not in use. This would include having them unloaded and secured with a locking device or inside a safe or locked box. Failure to do so would be a misdemeanor. Now, let's look at some of those things, shall we? Let's look at some of those things. Let's start going backwards. Let's talk about the safe storage thing. In order to make sure that you're complying with this, they would have to come into your home. So let's take a couple things and look at this and say, well, if somebody decides they've got probable cause to come into your home, it's now going to be a crime, a misdemeanor. If you don't have a safe or a lockbox, they're telling you you have to buy these things. It's an unfunded mandate at that point in certain terms. And, you know, your weapons have to be basically rendered inert while they're under lock and key. This would be an invitation for no-knock raids. Okay? That's what it would amount to. To listen to her, you would think that there are no background checks, which is the new, that's another new thing they're doing, and it's sort of funny, because there are background checks, there's plenty of background checks, and it just, you know. Rob Doerr is a political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus and Political Action Committee. He said in a statement, Representative Norton's proposal is filled with failed gun control strategies of the past. All of them, by the way, all of them from the past. Waiting periods, mandatory training requirements, and additional storage requirements have all been tried before with no noticeable impact on gun violence. It's unfortunate that she has ignored the real issues with gun violence in Minnesota, including improving access to mental health, dealing with the widespread under-sentencing of firearm crimes in the courts, and adding funding to urban police forces where gun violence remains a challenge. The legislative session begins March the 8th. One thing I want to say, I didn't get to this. I didn't get to this when Sean was on the show, but when I was talking about this group that was protesting this gun shop in Cleveland, the Atlantic Gun and Tackle, and they're out there protesting crime with guns in front of a gun shop. I didn't want to say this because I didn't want to put him in the position of having to talk about some of his people from his home state. So let me just say this now that I'm alone and I can take on all the liability that goes with it. You want to go fight crime, go to where the crime is. Atlantic Gun and Trade Tackle has been in business for 60 years. They would not have gun sales are the most it is the most regulated segment of business known. Known. And you getting out there and bringing a rabbi or what was this cat? Was he a priest? He was something. Pastor Eric Dillenbeck. it was organized by the group Greater Cleveland Congregations. And, you know, recovering a gun used in a crime, all guns out there, folks, originate at a gun shop. Somehow, some way. They may be stolen from a gun shop. They may be stolen on their way to a gun shop. They may be stolen once the end user has purchased them, but they all originate from a gun shop. They all originate with a background check. Every gun in the United States today started at a gun shop. Any of them sold prior to the background check coming into play? Well, they didn't go through a background check because there was none to be had. If you want Rabbi Joshua Caruso, chair of the GCC, if you want to impact crime, go to where the crime is. Don't go to where the gun shop is. Everything they do, the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. You guys are idiots. You're opportunistic political hack idiots. Does anybody know any of these people? Because I'd like to have this passed on to them. Oh, gosh. Gun grabbers, hey, when we get back, what does it take to win a war? This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Times 5 premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is something that most of you have never heard. So pay attention. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waist carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And I mean it. During the earlier part of the last century, individual military equipment, particularly rifles and light machine guns and bayonets and all, were designed with one goal in mind, and that was to win wars decisively and permanently. The queen of battle is the infantry. And infantrymen right down to the squad level were trained to and expected to have the ability and will, using fire and maneuver, to seize objectives by force, killing most of the enemy, driving off the rest, all with only their own indigenous resources. One of the things they sing in cadence when they run around, take the high ground and hold it, that's the job of the infantry. Strong offensive SOPs, standard operating procedures, that have been thoroughly drilled in, make it possible to accomplish these kind of things, while saying very little. If you're somewhere going to OCS, Officer Candidate School, you're going to be taught as an infantry leader to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and close combat. The goal of conventional warfare was always to crush the enemy, making unconditional surrender his only option. The M1, the M14, they were designed and intended to win decisively in these wars. They had the range, they had the penetration power to do just that. And those were the days shortly before I joined the military. Well, not actually shortly, back during the 60s. All that changed, at least here in the United States. In recent history, wars were started and fought, not with the idea of winning, at least in the conventional sense, but with the muddled notion of eventually generating some sort of ill-defined negotiated settlement where the losers merely agreed to stop fighting, at least temporarily. Modern wars also, for some reason, and this escapes me altogether, they're supposed to be casualty-free, which is a ridiculous contradiction of terms. War is hell, folks. It is hell. But no real estate is ever ceded. The same people who were in charge when the war started remain in charge. And within a few years, even months, the identical situation over which the war was ostensibly started is back. And the deaths and the maiming of all those brave men who so fearlessly went forward to fight for their country are apparently for nothing. These modern-day wars go on and on with never a decisive victory. Indeed, there's no decisiveness at all. The Army is, in fact, no longer involved in fighting a war. Modern military involvements are referred to as police actions. And not surprisingly, individual initiative, particularly among infantry officers and NCOs, is now frowned upon. Even the use of the word war and win is, in fact, discouraged. Since we're no longer soldiers, and I put myself in this category because I was one, apparently there's no longer need for a soldier's weapon. Police actions require that they be equipped with only police weapons, like the AR, like the 9mm. The M4 was originally designed to replace the M1, not the M14. The M1 was designed to replace the 45. The M1 carbine was designed to replace the 45 pistol. It was also an MP's rifle. The M14 has never been replaced, as many up in the food chain of the Pentagon sincerely believe and still do. The war-winning rifles are no longer necessary. Land wars now are a thing of the past. We've been guaranteed. And we're assured that, you know, back in the 60s, they were assured of the same thing. When people would go to Vietnam, they were told, all you guys are ever going to have to do is step over bodies. That was in the beginning. American soldiers going overseas during World War I were fed the same line of stuff. We apparently are just so willing to hear that we just never learn. We discovered in Vietnam, those of us who lived long enough for it to matter, that we'd been lied to. As infantrymen, we had to shoot to death enemy combatants and insurgents one at a time. Conventional warfare was alive and well, and it still is. Now our smiling president, the Secretary of Defense, and our Secretary of State, hand in hand, are telling us the same lies they know as they knowingly emasculate our already inadequate military force. You sort of have to believe that during the decline of the Romans, in those years in the empire, we're told identical lies by the same type of sleazy politicians, none of whom planned on personally doing any of the fighting. The rifle issue is just a symptom. Current administration thinks they're keeping our tragic national decline a secret from us. It's all very apparent for those of us who've ever worn the uniform and looked upon things in the world. It's a very sad state of affairs we're in. The state of affairs we're in today is deplorable. It is absolutely deplorable. And in this segment, I'll leave you with this one saying. This coming from a character, George Mliss, played by Ben Kingsley in the 2011 feature film Hugo, starring Asa Butterfield. The line goes like this. My life has taught me one lesson and not the one I thought it would. Happy endings only happen in the movies. The job is not glamorous. It is necessary. It is needed. Definitely not glamorous. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday night. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. I knew I was going to get it. I knew I was going to have one moment this evening where I didn't quite get it right. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And if you would, please help me welcome the newest sponsor to the fold, S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
Check them out. These guys, these kids are coming along. These kids work really close. As a matter of fact, some of them actually work both places. They work S3F Solutions. They work agency arms. It's like a gun skunk works, if you will. Check them out, s3fsolutions.com. Now, how ready are you if I were to walk up to you and I said, are you carrying a gun? And you say yes. Then how ready are you to bring out your weapon and show me how ready you are with that weapon? A gun, some ammunition. It needs to be something that you carry on a daily basis. No match guns, no race guns, although I don't consider these to be a race gun. This would be fine. Some people did this. John Farnham did this. He did this with some people, and he did it with 10 people. 30-round course of fire. Of the 10 who participated, only 3 of the carry guns functioned normally through the 30 rounds. The rest, all semi-autos, malfunctioned continuously, including light hits, misfeeds, and failure to go full into battery. These guns had all been carried in a pocket or concealed holster and were all dirty, full of lint and other debris. Some magazine springs were weak. That was quite the eye-opener, especially for those whose guns would not function. To a person, they all piously swore amid their embarrassment that they had cleaned their guns regularly, but that had to be a lie. It was also obvious these guns were seldom, if ever, actually fired before that afternoon. Now, among those who would profess to be gun people, there are too many pretenders and not enough operators. It is painfully obvious that almost none of the Nimrods in this particular go-round ever assiduously trained with any kind of serious carry gun. Matches are customarily conducted under quaint circumstances with play guns and play ammunition. Now, we exist in a part of time right now where the entire world is in such chaos, with our civilization becoming such a dangerous place. You would think all American gun owners would be getting serious about real guns and real training. And unhappily, nothing apparently is further from the truth. There is still scant urgency, scant sobriety, scant earnestness associated with these competitive events and most participants themselves, as you can see anywhere you go. When fatal flaws are exposed, as in the foregoing, as he was describing the 3 out of 10 that only work that way, instead of honest acknowledgement and repentance, you get feeble excuses and denial. Genuine personal readiness demands better than that. It demands better than that. Every man, I've got another saying for you. This is coming from Elbert Hubbard. Every man is a damn fool for at least 5 minutes every day. Wisdom consists of not exceeding that limit. Is the gun you're carrying right now, is it going to go off? If you pull it out, is it going to run? If you have to run 3 magazines through it, is it going to run 3 magazines through it? Have you taken the time? Now, and look, I see the gun reviews where they get out there and they're like, I didn't put a drop of lubricant on it. Let's see how far to go. And then they take the gun out there and they go shoot it and they spend, it's 500, 600 rounds. And when it starts to mess up, they go, well, I haven't put any lube in it. Okay. One of the reasons that I push frog lube the way I push frog lube is a treatment, really. The lubricant part of it, you can put it everywhere that it's metal. And when you're rubbing it in that much of the gun, there'll be some people say, you only need to lubricate a Glock at 3 points, here, here, and here. Well, that's good, and I guess that'll work. But when we're talking about drawing a gun and getting in a gunfight where somebody's going to be shooting rounds at my body, that if they hit my body, they're going to tear me up too. When I draw the gun, I want it to work well when I'm pulling it out. Each and every time. That's why I get these over-engineered monster guns These guns are going to, they're better than me. The gun is better than me. And that's good. Because the part of the gun that needs to be better than me is where it is over-engineered and is going to function. That part is important. Genuine personal readiness demands better than what most people are doing. If this fits you, don't take this as a put-down. Don't take it as a critique. Take it as a moment to consider what I'm saying. Take it as a moment to consider what I'm saying. Pull the, you know, if you're going to carry a gun and you haven't had it out of the gun safe in a while, if you've been carrying a gun for a week, pull it apart, clean it, make sure everything's working. Make sure the spring's still working. Make sure everything's working right the way. Make sure the trigger's going to reset the way you want. I do so much dry fire practice that I'm constantly pulling the thing apart. Constantly pulling it apart. So bear all that in mind. When John Farnham's got you, I hope that I exist the way John Farnham exists at his age. John's in his 70s, and he's still going. He is still going. He's still an operator. He's still a bad boy. He gets out there, B-A-D-D boy. That's what he is. He's still out there cranking it out all the time. All the time, John Farnham. Coming up on the last break, it is very, it turns out that it's being very, you know, they're having a very hard time to keep all of this gun control stuff going. The gun control dream is it's on life support, really. Life support and fading fast. So, that's coming up after, in the last segment. We will be right back.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Going to talk about the true believers now. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Once again, I heartily endorse it. There is a group out there that there's some out there that really believe that gun prohibition works. This is a fading idea. It's sort of like a sick old man on life support. It takes more and more effort simply to keep that fading fantasy alive. And they try. They try. These anti-rights lobbyists pump out a heartbeat of press releases paid for with a billionaire's money. And that's Bloomberg, as well as the Joyce Foundation and the Tides and the Heinz Foundations. And here's an example. The murders of the Charleston, South Carolina church were in a gun-free zone. The billionaires who want you disarmed said we need more background checks while admitting the murderer passed his firearms owner background check. A crazed gunman attacked the Dallas, Texas police station. The Bloomberg groups attacked a new law allowing open carry of firearms. They forgot to mention that the open carry law did not go into effect until the following year. Judging by these examples is an easy selling media spin, even if you have millions of dollars to generate press releases. I would not want to do it. That part will pass on if I was you. Sorry, I was typing. I can't type and talk at the same time. The dying idea of gun prohibition has given us failure after failure, and each failure demands a successively larger media campaign to keep the gun prohibition fantasy alive. It becomes harder and harder to sell gun prohibition to anyone except the liberal media. The media spin will be funny, except for the number of disarmed victims. Now, here's an example of a press release of theirs. Another state, another theater, another mass shooting. We mourn for Louisiana. We demand gun sense. The idea of gun prohibition is fading fast. The rest of the world is watching us, and they're making moves on this. Russia has made moves on this. Panama has made moves on this. Brazil is going to make moves on this. The number of concealed carry permits in the U.S. more than doubled since Obama has been elected. Last year, the number of permits grew by a record 15%. The murder rate fell by 25% during the same period, showing that honest gun owners don't cause crime. Today, the national average is that 1 out of 19 adults has a permit to carry, and in 5 states, the licensed carry rate is more than 1 in 10. The average gun owner looks like you. Look in the mirror. That's what the average gun owner looks like. Since 2007, permits for women have increased by 270%, while permits have only grown for men by 156%. Evidence suggests that permit holding by minorities is increasing more than twice as fast as for whites. Bloomberg is going to have to pump a few more millions into the dead idea of gun prohibition. And this is blood money, so to speak, if you will, that's being flushed right down the drain. Oh, gosh. Gun control, I swear. When I look at the ones that pump it and push it, and they're out there always saying, this is the way we have to go. This is what we have to do. How many times are we going to let this happen? No other country in the world has this happening. Okay. One of the places they point out is the UK. Now, let me point out something the way they do things in the UK. Homicides in the UK and Wales are not counted, in England and Wales, which it makes up the UK, are not counted the same as in other countries. Their homicide numbers exclude any case which does not result in a conviction or where the person is not prosecuted on grounds of self-defense or otherwise. This reduces their overall homicide rate. They have people get killed, and when they don't make an arrest for somebody getting killed, they say, well, they didn't die, I guess. I don't know what they say. In 2012, the U.S. murder rate was 4.7 per 100,000, a total of 14,827. All murders. That was all murders. Arrests amounted to only 7,133. Using only people who were arrested and not just convicted, that would lower the U.S. murder rate to 2.26 per 100,000 if we did it the way the U.K. does it. There's information on the way they adjust their stuff, and it suggests that while many homicides are excluded, it isn't as large as it would appear. In 1997, the downward adjustment would be about 12%. Many gun control advocates prefer to look only at firearm homicides and not total murders, and the United States is neither the highest firearm homicide rate of any country or developed country. Among the OECD countries, Mexico has the highest firearms homicide rate, which is about 3 times higher than the U.S. rate. Brazil and Russia is much higher, though Russia does not report firearm homicides, so it's only a guess for that country. And despite Israel and Switzerland having very high gun possession rates, their firearm homicide rates are extremely low. One of the things about Israel, Israel will get out there and they will say there's only 7 guns per 100. That's personal guns. That's not the military guns. And a lot of times the military people get to keep some of those guns. And there's lots of guns being carried in on any given day. On any given day in Israel. Switzerland, you know, it's a higher rate too. 192 countries report total homicides. Only 116 countries report firearm homicides. The average homicide rate for the countries that don't have firearm homicides is 11.1 per 100,000. The median homicide rate for those that are missing is 8.7 per 100,000. Among the countries with higher homicide rates is Russia with a homicide rate of 11.6. So the bottom line is that the countries that are missing the data are the among the worst homicide countries in the world, way above us. So the gun controllers, one, they're wrong. Two, they're dying. Most people, for some reason, don't understand that. I don't get that. I get emails all the time showing me something that is... We had this guy Kempson that proposed all of these laws that he wanted up here. Those laws didn't have a 2% chance of seeing the light of day, which means it had a 98% chance it wasn't going to see the light of day. Now, does that mean you take your eyes off of them till they go away? No, it does not. But it does mean that you don't get, you save your powder for another day. Okay, you don't get out there and you don't go full court press on something that has that little of a chance of passing. We need to make sure that we take the resources that we have, which are considerable when you look at them, and we need to allocate them the smartest way we possibly can and make sure that everything goes the way it needs to go. I wonder how many people think I'm a sellout sometimes when I start talking that way. I like to work smarter, not harder, you know. I like to get it right the first time and make sure that I'm doing it the right way. All the way through, I want the most bang for my buck. I want to make sure that I'm getting everything I got coming. And that part, that doesn't make me a sellout. That just makes me much more efficient. Sort of a la Bruce Lee, if you will. I try to be efficient like Bruce Lee. We'll end it right there. We'll do it again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday night. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.